Ladies and gentlemen, it is post time. Those are the immortal words spoken by the great Greek philosopher Joe E. Lewis. Good evening. This is the first time I've been here since 1935. I was then I must have been about six. I was working with a Major Bowes show. If those of you who are in the audience might be the same age I am, you might remember that when the Major Bowes units were the big thing years ago. And I got to sing with the dance band, Dick Juergens. It was beautiful. I'll never forget that. It was a big, Eddie Howard was with the band. He was singing a little too in those days, you know what I mean? I was a little jealous because he had a steady job with the band. But it's been some time since I've been here. Matter of fact, it's long overdue. We've been trying to come up here to the Northwest for a long time. Except that the sheriff is so close behind me all the time, it's just terrible, I tell you. I just can't lose this man. I think I'm going to put him in the act. Hot damn, boy. I'd like to do a couple of... I'd like to go to a bar. I'd like to do a couple... I'd like to go to some saloon somewhere. I want to tell you something. I'm about up to here in Crown Royal. Right up to there. We snared a batch of that stuff last night. It's going to be awful drunk in Los Angeles for the next 5 days. Holy jeez. Suntan Charlie here, I think, will appreciate this whiskey. You have you had any of it yet? Yes, that's right. He would drink Texaco. It doesn't make any difference. He gets so drunk sometimes I can hardly see him. It's terrible. But you got to be very careful with the people that you drink with, you know. We met some people last night. Strangers. It's very bad sometimes because you don't know how they're going to hold their booze. They kept stepping on my fingers all night long. But there's nothing wrong with drinking. You know, I have a few friends who've been picking at me about this jazz. I mean, if Dean Martin and those guys can lush it up, I don't see why we shouldn't. And I say there's nothing wrong with it because I know from Joey Lewis that in American history, some of our great generals were little nippers. They were. There was a General Grant was a pretty good booze man, you know, they tell me. Two-fisted drinker. And there was another general, excuse the expression, General Hooker. He was a pretty good man with a jug. Now, let's face it. You know that big painting of Washington crossing the Delaware standing up in a boat? Only a drunk would get up in a boat on a winter night like this. He must have been a drinking man. You never notice this. You see, he got the hand in the pocket to keep it warm. Not really. There's a jug in there. He's holding on to it. I think Martha made some very bad corn liquor down there. I love the story of Mary Lincoln saying to Abe, I don't care whether you like it or not, we're going to the theater tonight. It took me 6 weeks to get these tickets. Okay, go figure that joke out. Did you hear the story about the fellow who was walking around New York? It's clean, it's clean, it's clean. K-L-E-N. No, I don't tell those other kind of jokes. And he get hit. This is a lovely beginning. The town gets hit with an A-bomb. How's that for an opener? And he's the only man left, and he's walking around. It takes 4 or 5 days, and he's finally lonely. There's nobody to talk to. So he goes up to the remains of some tall building, and he goes over the side. He's passing the 16th floor, and the phone rings. Go ahead. All right. Toss that out. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to turn to... some of the easier songs that we've done through the past couple of years on the albums. I think a couple of tunes from We Small Hours and a few more from Songs for Young Lovers, the first album we did for Capitol. And at this point of the show, we employ the services of the string section. Har, har, har. You ready, Klezmer? There you go. L'amour toujours, Irving?